The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I just did something that I haven't done since pre-COVID, and I'm so proud of myself. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I walked in heels from our Casa house to the mall. Walked all the way through the mall. We went upstairs, escalators, across the way, and went to eat and had the best time in my heels. And then Otto's like, let's take a stroll. And I was like, oh, no. I thought, you know what, Danny, you could do this. You used to wear heels almost every day. And so I did it. And I did pretty good, huh, Otto? I asked you, did I do good?
You did pretty good.
Was I slower than normal?
Yeah. I mean, you're always slow, though, so it's not, that's not a big change.
Yeah, it wasn't even a big deal.
I'm a very fast walker, so it's hard to keep up with me, period.
I hate that you make fun of me, though. You start doing this little motion.
Where I walk extra slow, yeah. Or I'm slow man.
Yeah, slow man. But I was very proud of myself, and I just remembered, you used to wear heels. You used to be able to run in heels. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, that sounds like no offense. I've never put on heels, but walking around sounds like an athletic feat.
I'm telling you, my calves are sore today.
I guess I had never thought about it. You're like constantly your leg is up. Yeah,
it's yes, the entire
why
time.
Why do women wear high heels?
Well, I don't know. I look cute. I don't know about anybody else.
And that's the reason right there.
I'm also super short, Otto.
What are some other things that you used to do pre-COVID that you are bringing back?
I'm not bringing back the dressy clothes. I love that athleisure wear is here to stay. I'm, in fact, wearing a very cute outfit right now.
We used to have a boss that would wear a suit to work every day, like three-piece suit.
Yes.
And very sharp, and now he wears athleisure wear to school.
And
to work.
He called Otto and said, you should buy these aloe pants, man. They're so comfy.
And I'm talking about this guy was sharp every single day, and now it does not wear that anymore.
I mean, there's things you can bring back, but then there's things that just stay in the past.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Something I realized I did a lot during the pandemic that I try not to do as much now.
What, Anthony?
Is touch my face with my hands.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, yeah. Dude, I didn't realize I did that to an unhealthy amount.
One thing I do love is people don't go to work sick anymore and they don't feel bad about it.
Otto.
And I'm still a proponent of wearing a mask if you're sick in public, but I know some people don't like that.
Well, I know, but I remember when you went to go DJ in Singapore, you said if people are sick, this was before COVID. This was before. And Otto was like, yeah. So people wear masks if they're not feeling well out of respect for other people.
Man, Jen Alpha is not going to know anything about that. Of like, it used to be a badge of honor if you would come into work a little sick.
I know. It was like, you're a hard worker.
Yeah.
Now everybody's like, go home.
Exactly. You selfish jerk. You're going to get us all sick.
Well, we're scared. That was just such a crazy time.
One thing that definitely changed, especially for me is as a DJ, is nightlife changed completely.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously. Still going on, but it's not anything.
Yeah, but I do remember how scared we were because Otto had DJed every week and he toured, the country for 10 years. And then that just came to a complete stop. And that was a big chunk of our income.
But I did get a call this week and I'm going back out on tour.
So
that'll be I was super excited about. And it's with the same people. So I already like them, but we already have rapport. It's going to be easy.
Oh,
is that why Dana wore the high heels?
No.
I wore the high heels. I don't know why. I just wanted to test it out. But I will tell you, I'm very disappointed because I thought I was going to be able to go with Otto, but I can't. And the first city he's going to is Miami. And I've never been there to party. What's the second city?
I think it's Indianapolis. Not as exciting.
Nobody wants to go there. Anyway, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
We have International Nurses Day.
Yes! Didn't we just have nurses last week?
You know what? It's never a bad time to celebrate the nurses and what they do for our world.
It never is.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so a little earlier I asked, hey, let's show off your Mother's Day. What did you do for Mother's Day? Because I know it was this past weekend, but I forgot to talk about it yesterday. I always say call or text 877-730-DCS1. Maria was like, my kids and my husband made me coffee and breakfast in bed. My favorite, chilaquiles. And I was like, oh, that just sounds so good.
No, me and my brother, we accidentally annoyed my mom first thing in the morning.
Anthony.
Well, Because first of all, my mom's favorite thing on holidays or her birthday is always to say, I want to do nothing.
Because it's the best thing, Anthony.
Preferably, I don't like to check in with her until later on. But my brother had this very big, elaborate, like, surprise her with flowers and breakfast and all this stuff. Mm. And I was trying to say, no, dude, we shouldn't do it. But he was the one like, no, I'm going to pay for it. We're doing it. And I'm like, okay, cool. He gets there, and then she's kind of annoyed, and I kind of, like, comment on it over the phone. So then now me and my brother are arguing over the phone, and my mom just goes, I wish you would have let me sleep in.
That is exactly what I told Otto. I was so upset. Yeah. Yeah, I heard him get up, and I thought, good, I'm just going to lay here.
I laid there for 2 hours.
I don't care. That's not my problem. And then he leaves the room, and so I'm like, cool, whatever. He comes in, and I close my eyes real fast because I was like, he'll go away. 15 minutes later, he comes back in. I said, obviously, you want me to get up.
And then she was on the phone for 2 hours after that.
Isn't it even a real Mother's Day if you don't get yelled at least once?
Number one answer. What do you want to do for Mother's Day? Nada. Nothing. So then, okay, we have Lacey. Hi, Lacey. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show.
Good morning, Dana. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you so much for listening. So how was your Mother's Day?
So, listen, I don't know if I just needed to vent, but my ex-husband didn't let me pick up my son for Mother's Day.
Oh, my gosh.
Why?
So, he really basically just said that he wanted his son to see his mom for Mother's Day, and there wasn't time for me to pick him up.
Well, okay, what about a half day or something, you know? I mean, it is important.
That's exactly what I said, Dana. I said, what about a half day? He can see your mom, and then we can get some time together. He was not receptive to it.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, so I'm thinking you guys don't have the greatest relationship.
Yeah, no, it's just gotten worse. I mean, it was up and down even when we were together, but as time goes on, it's just gotten worse and worse.
You would think, though, that he'd be okay with your son. Like, that's the most important
thing. No,
that's
like a vindictive behavior right there. That's like something where he's going out of his way to try to make her feel bad.
I completely agree. Like, he's using my son to hurt me, and it's just not okay.
I like what you did, though. You didn't really make a big deal out of it. Because I think, unfortunately, you kind of have to suck it up. I hate to say that.
Yeah, and that's what it comes down to, is it's just protecting our children. And I tell my friends this all the time. You better be careful who you have kids with, because you just never know what it's going to turn into.
Did you get to pick them up at all on Mother's Day?
No, I pick them up from school today.
Oh, okay. I'm not too sure about the schedule you guys have, but I know Father's Day is around the corner if something happens.
Comes around, goes around, you know.
No. Actually, what you should do is let him have him for Father's Day so that he can see that you're the bigger person and the son can be with
his... don't be a bigger person.
Gosh.
Listen, I'm still really upset about it. And in my feelings, I'm gonna need some time with it. I don't know yet, but I hear you, Aunt. I hear you, Otto. And I'm digesting that right now. Yeah.
Vindictive behavior is not the way to go. Mm. Don't be ugly about it.
Be a good example for your child.
Yeah, because let me tell you, those parking lot exchanges are difficult on the child.
I get that, but if they're playing by the rules and the rules are saying that it's my week on Father's Day, then it's my week on Father's Day, if I was her.
The same energy that he's coming with, because it's his week on Mother's Day.
Do we want bad energy. I'm going to put some good out there, because that's what I want back in my life. We have a caller now on line 6. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show.
First off, I'm going to fangirl. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I love you.
Good morning, Lisa.
I listen to you every day in the morning, like literally every day.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm excited.
But my Mother's Day was different this year because I feel so sorry for the lady that just called and didn't get to see her baby. But we are a blended family, and yesterday was our first blended Mother's Day. So we got to spend the whole day with all of our babies at the same time.
That's the way it should be. You do what's right for your children. Does everybody get along? All the adults, not the kids.
We all get along. We all love each other respectfully. We have our days. We're blended. We're not going to agree on everything. Yeah. But with days like this, we tried it, and the kids were so much happier. We were happier, and we actually had, like, so much food. So everybody was stuffed by the end of the night.
That's the best way to do it, coming together as a family.
It gets deeper. Not only was it just me and my daughter's mom, it was also my mom, and my husband's mom, so it was all of us together.
Generational. Oh my gosh, that is so amazing. No, did it always work out like this, or did you have to work toward it?
I think I forced them into it because I was like, this is what I want, and we're going to be with each other for the rest of our lives, so why do we need to be angry? We might as well get over it and just love each other. And, you know, my daughter's mom is always at my children's events, mm-hmm. and obviously I'm always at her events, and my mom got on board because, you know, it's very hard for old school people to get on board.
I know, that's right.
For my mom to get on board and my husband's mom to get on board, everything is just, it's all gravy. Everything's good. The kids love it. We love it. And it just works for us.
What I notice is the smile, the happiness. And it truly is a choice. You can be angry and have resentment, or you can choose to be happy. It's up to you. You can be angry at your ex for whatever they did for the rest of your life and make yourself miserable. Or you can choose to move forward.
With my kids' stepmom, we didn't get to see her, but mm-hmm. we did get to get able to take her a gift and everything on Saturday. So everybody was celebrated equally.
I love that. And I love that Mexican Mother's Day, you get 2 days. But anyway.
I know, right?
Wouldn't it be better if we just all got along like this? It just sounds so much happier.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Miss Rachel is a YouTube superstar for babies and littles. And so she's normally not talking to me, but she said something recently. It spoke to my soul.
When you talk to someone your age and you're like, remember how we watch Maury Povich all the time? And we were like, who's the father? Right. And their parents limited TV, so they're like, what? And then you're like, what about The Price is Right? How much was the refrigerator? Don't go over. And they're like, yeah, I was reading. Well, did you eat Corn Pops and drink Sunny D? Let's bond over that. Did you eat Cookie Crisp, which is actually cookies for breakfast? You had fruit?
So you're like, I just realized my parents were bad. Like,
you know what's really wild about that? Is that the whole time, Bob Barker was actually the weird one.
I know!
That's crazy.
I know. It was Bob Barker the whole time. I didn't realize that some of these shows were grown up, like, especially when she talked about Maury. Who doesn't remember You are not the father? Maury Povich was the best. There were just so many things when I was little I realized now that I probably shouldn't have been watching that I loved.
Do you remember whenever they would find out who the father was on Maury, the cameraman would just chase him down the hallway?
Yes, and they'd run around the corner, and then they'd come back and be like, oh, or what about when you find out they're not the father? Oh, that was like, what? And the woman would be like, what? I remember there was one woman that I was on 6 times, and they still could not figure out.
Jeez.
I swear. We have a call, line 4. Nevaeh, what TV show were you watching when you were little that you realize now was inappropriate for your age?
Well, I had a few different shows that I used to watch when I was younger, and my mom knew I was, well, responsible enough to not repeat anything from the shows.
Yes.
But American Dad.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's a good one.
Family Guy and Boondocks.
Oh, my gosh. Family Guy. That one, you're right, because it's a cartoon.
All classics.
But it's completely inappropriate for children. But it was so funny. You know what I realize now? And it was on a kid's channel, Nickelodeon, SpongeBob SquarePants.
What's wrong with SpongeBob?
It's totally adult content. And I'm not saying it's bad adult content either. It's not dirty or anything. But it is geared toward adults. Come on. They live in Bikini Bottom. Let's be real. You know what I mean?
I put it in the same category as Shrek. I grew up on South Park. I don't think SpongeBob is anywhere near South Park.
No.
That's what I grew up on.
No, South Park was definitely a show that you should not have been watching. Nevaeh, have you ever heard of a show called Jerry Springer?
Yeah, my mom used to watch a lot.
One of my favorite shows of all time.
My mom still watches all the old reruns. And when I was little, that was on in my house. My Nana, my mom, everybody loved it. I'll take that back. It wasn't my Nana. Now that I think about it, we were living that grandma life. She would keep it on the news. And call me odd, but every Sunday, 60 Minutes was like my go-to. I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait to watch 60 Minutes. Now, when I went to go live with my mom, that's when I was like, ooh, I didn't know about all these other
like, Jerry, 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 Jerry.
What was the show that you loved when you were little that was completely inappropriate? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Somebody help me get to Cardi B. Is she back with Stefan Diggs? I would tell her some stuff. but I'm still blocked. I'm going to play some Cardi B audio after Celebrity Birthdays Anthony A.
We have Big X to plug celebrating his birthday. Right. Tony Hawk and Remy Malek also celebrating his birthday.
Okay, Cardi B and Stefan Diggs were spotted hugging and kissing.
What?
After he exited his court date with this woman had accused him of, I don't know what. That's beside the point.
Hold on.
The point is they're kissing and hugging and taking pictures together. And
after the court date that he just got out of because he was sleeping with his housekeeper?
He wasn't sleeping with the housekeeper. She accused him of not paying her and threatening her.
They were sleeping together. That was part of the whole judgment.
Well, I didn't see that. Anyway, you know what I see? I see Cardi B has amnesia. That's what I see. And somebody needs to talk to her. I tried and I'm still blocked. I cannot talk to her. Now, I'm not blocked on TikTok, but I'm afraid if I go to TikTok,
she ain't gonna listen to you, Dana. Obviously, I don't think she has a whole lot of common sense.
She does have common sense. Otto, she's a woman in love. And listen, somebody can tell her something because she pays attention. This is what Cardi just said.
So I just saw this girl, right? On TikTok, and she says she's not really into hip hop, but I have helped her through so much. And it's so funny because a lot of fans come to me and tell me I have helped them through a lot. And I'd be like, really? Me? But then again, when I think about it, y'all have helped me through a lot of things.
Well, let us help you through this thing. Move away from Stefan Diggs. You know what though? If they are just friends, I'm all about it. I think they should be.
I think it could work this time around. I love. And here's the thing. Stefan Diggs, he looked like a sad puppy before he lost the Super Bowl. Like the moment him and Cardi split, he was so sad. And this time around, even with the rekindling photos, you can see a little spark back in him. Maybe he did change for the better.
Sure.
I don't even have a response for you, Anthony. You're the one that said in the beginning that this guy was like most voted to not be faithful.
No, that was me.
That's
what somebody said.
Yeah, but I just think that Cardi has really poor choices in men, and she continues the pattern over and over.
Be friends, but that's it. He's the father of your child. I get it. Be kind to one another, but you do not have to be in a relationship with him.
And I hope I'm wrong. I hope it works out. But,
me
you know,
too. But
past experiences say different.
Oh my gosh, Cardi, I told you I know a good accountant. Hit me up, girl.
She doesn't have financial problems.
No, to date, Otto.
Oh.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Selena Quintanilla Perez once again making history. I can't wait to talk about this after Celebrity Birthdays, Anthony A.
All right, today we have Tony Hawk celebrating his birthday, Remy Malek and Big X the Plug also celebrating his birthday.
Birthdays right there. All right. Definitely a big moment for Selena Quintanilla Perez, who was honored at the Grammy Hall of Fame gala with her family and her band accepting the induction award, which is amazing. Yeah, take a listen.
So thank you to the one and only Selena for allowing us to be part of her world and for being our muse. We love you and we miss you so, so, so much. Thanks to the Grammys, to the Grammy Museum for this incredible honor. And I just have to say one more thing. Selena would have been freaking out to know that she's part of the class of 2026.
Oh my gosh, it's so amazing to me that her body of work is still being recognized. It's also, I mean, this might sound a little strange, but you have to understand when Selena was with us, she wasn't the world superstar that she is today.
She was big, but not like this.
No, no. Now you could play her in other countries. Like everybody knows Bitty Bitty Bom Bom. And I mean that. Unfortunately, the tragic, you know, loss of her life exposed though her talent to everyone, and people were like, wait a minute, who is this woman? That's why it's been able to go this far
and stand the test
of longevity.
Time.
Yes, it's such good music. And our very good friend Isabel Marie, who was signed by Selena's dad, may he rest in peace, at a very young age. When did we first start interviewing her? When she was like 12?
It's been over a decade at least.
Yeah, for sure. And now she is a young woman, and the singing abilities of this woman. Oh.
Her day in the sun is yet to come.
Oh, take it.
She is still going to be a superstar.
Yeah, take it in. Voice right there. And to be honest, Selena's father, A.B. Quintanilla, would only allow Isabel to perform Selena's songs in professional settings. For instance, she did something at a museum with the orchestra behind her, approved by the family. So
they've been so protective of her brand.
And rightfully so.
Well, I think that's part of the reason why we're still talking about her 30 years later.
Exactly.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.